Oh, Nathan, I'm here.
Thanks for calling our community. After the call, we'd like to follow up with you by text message so we can respond more quickly. If you agree to text, press 1. If you do not agree to text, press 2. This call and the information you provide may be recorded and used by the property and a third-party service provider for quality and product improvement purposes.
This call and information you provide may be recorded and used by a third party. Policy is at eliseai.com/policy.
Hi, Esther. This is virtual leasing agent Tippy at the Hub. How can I help you today?
I'd like to know if Denzel Walker was approved.
I can help you with application status questions. Could you please clarify your relationship to Denzel Walker? Or let me know if you are Denzel. This will help me make sure I'm sharing information with the right person.
I am his locator.
Thank you for letting me know. For application status updates, the leasing office team can assist you directly. May I ask if there's anything specific you'd like to discuss regarding Denzel Walker's application, or would you like me to connect you with the leasing office for an update?
We'd like to know if he was approved.
Please wait a second with me. I'll connect you with the leasing office team now so they can provide you with the status of Denzel Walker's application.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Hub. My name is Fernando. How can I help you?
Hi, Fernando. It's Esther. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We talked a couple weeks ago, and I had recommended your community to my client, Denzel. Walker, I was wondering if he was approved.
What was the name again?
Denzel Walker.
Denzel Walker, yes, he was approved.
He was approved. Florida, correct? Yes, they were locating. Mm-hmm. That is great. When was his moving date?
So, originally, because of the, felony. We were running into a couple hiccups, so we had to move him in on the 4th. That's what he applied for.
Okay.
But he's going to be technically picking up the keys on the 22nd, I think.
Okay, on the 22nd, he's going to... Okay, so he's moving in on the 4th of November?
No, of the October.
Oh, the 24th, you said?
The 4th. He already moved in.
He already moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
able to get all the approval and the electric, all that good stuff.
Okay.
Set up for that day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he moved in already. I've been trying to reach him, and he has not gotten back to me.
Oh, okay. I can definitely reach out to him just so he can reach out to you. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure.
Did he put my name in his application?
I was just about to.
Because I told him to.
I was just about to check that out. You sparked a little something in my head, so give me 1 second. Let me pull up the application.
I told him when I recommended him. I said, Denzel, put my name.
Alrighty. And... Give me 1 second, because there's another application on there, so I just have to make sure that I look at both. And... Let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure. Really?
All right, Miss Esther. So I was looking at both at the applications, and I was looking at his profile. On the applications, on his portion, he listed Google as the advertising source.
I'm going to Google him. That's what I'm going to do with him.
Yeah, and then Miss Trin, she listed as a drive-by.
And the what?
And I was as a drive-by.
What is a drive-by?
So she listed... A drive-by means that she stopped in at the office and picked up the application.
Who, his girlfriend?
Being referred to Google or, like, Facebook or something like that, or, like, a locator. So I was looking to see if maybe they told us over the phone or something on Knock, because that could definitely help you.
Yes, but I'm because what happened, he has been emailing me, and he signed up with Home Rental Helpers. Even when he was having problem getting the application in, he emailed me and he said, hey, he said, I need your help. I can't just get uploaded. We're at a standstill situation. He's stressed out, and he really needs me to push it for him, and, you know. So, and that was, I did my part. I gave him all the information that he needed to apply, because I spoke to you. So, and I recommended him, and I told him, go ahead and put my name as your locator, please.
On the application, yeah.
Yes.
So let me just reach out to the corporate office. They don't, it's a email base when I have to reach out to them. I can't guarantee anything, but if anything, they can at least, you know, get you added on. If anything, but let them look into this a little bit more, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm just so happy that he's approved, because I didn't hear back, because I was like, okay, what is the status? So I've been calling him, calling his girlfriend, and I haven't heard back. So I'm going to send him an email, because I know now that he is confirmed approved. And whatever you guys can work out for us. Maybe I could just give you a call by Friday, maybe?
Yes, no, most definitely. I'm writing down your phone number, the 9905, right?
Yes, and I could give you my email so that you could just, you know, communicate through email.
Yeah.
That would be better
for
me.
What is that?
So it's home and apartment 48 at gmail.com. You can just put attention Esther. So that's
okay,
home.
Sweet.
Home, H-O-M-E, and A-N-D, apartment spelled out without the S, number 48, at gmail.com.
At gmail. Okay, perfect. I have that on here, and I will reach out to my corporate office, and I'll let you know once I hear back from them, okay?
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Miss Esther. You're welcome. Have a good
one. Okay, bye, Hen.